Begin shir number 38, Lamed Ches. And really, we discussed last time a little bit of the halacha of how this sugya comes out. And one of the major factors was that the Gemara is not really so clear what the Psak halacha is. It's Ibai the Lifshita, according to many of the Rishonim. And the Rush tells us that it's Ibai the Lifshita. And therefore, if it's a suffix, so you would follow the rules of suffix. If it's going to be Durabanan, you'll go Lekula. If it's going to be Doraisa, you're going to go Lechumra. And Memela, we need to be able to figure out, is it a Safik Doraisa? It is a Safik Durabanan. The Gemara itself gets involved in this issue, and the Gemara says that Bibitol Bialma Sagile on a Doraisa level. Midoraisa, Bibitol Bialma Sagile. So this is what we want to try to discuss today. Today, we are going to try to figure out, Bez Hashem, what exactly does this mean? The midoraisa bebitol bialma sagile. Again, the Rush's psak halacha was that because midoraisa bitol bialma sagile, so therefore it's a dindur abanan, and mimele you could go lakula, you do not have to do a bedika when you rent that house in Orlando. You show up Erev Pesach, right? You're not going to have to do bedika. But we want to try to understand, how did it become dirabanan? The lashon of the Gemara is midoraisa bebitol ba'alma sagile. What does that mean? Zogt Rashi.
So what became derabanan?
The din of the chametz that we're dealing with.
Because
bedika is derabanan, but isn't the issur of chametz batzim doraisa? Shouldn't we have to do bedika on a doraisa level? We shouldn't need to deal with the chametz on a doraisa level. What brought it down to a derabanan level?
All you have to do is bittel. So you already did that. Now you just have to.
All you have to do is bittel. What do those words mean? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says bittel the alma sagi. All you have to do is bittel. I want to try to understand. What does that mean? What is bittel? Why is bittel enough on a doraisa level? What am I achieving? Let's try to understand that point. And how do we know it's even true? So Rashi comes in over here. Zok Rashi. Rashi says bittel the alma dichsiv, like it says in the pasuk, right? Anytime you're dealing with midoraisa sagile, so when you bring a pasuk, so you know you're on target. Dr. Rashi, dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, tashbisu. The Torah says, in the parasha of Chametz, it says, tashbisu, beloi ksiv tivaru, and it doesn't say tivair, which literally translated, I guess, means to burn. It doesn't say to burn, rather it says tashbisu. Dr. Rashi, what's the significance of that diak in the Chumash? Bashbasa delevi hashbasa. Zogt Rashi, because the Torah writes tashbisu instead of tivaru, it could have said tivaru the chametz in your house. And that's what it could have said. But it doesn't say that. What does it say? Tashbisu. Why? Zogt Rashi, the diak in the chumash is tashbisu implies hashbasa belev. Hashbasa delevi hashbasa. That's his lashon. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi's telling us what that means is bittel. Bittel is ashbasa delev. Okay. What is bittel? What is bittel? And why is that called ashbasa delev? And how does it solve my problem of chametz? You want to talk to me about burning chametz? So now I know. I don't have any chametz left. I burnt it. It's gone. But what exactly is hashbasa delev, and how does it solve my problem of chametz? What is bittel? What is this? What are we talking about? So Rashi doesn't really say very much more than this. This is all he says. Hashbasa delev. Bittel. What is the English? Does anybody have English translation of the word bittel?
Nullify.
Nullify. So I wanted you to tell me, if you could explain, please, to the Olam, what exactly does it mean to nullify chametz? I can nullify a loan, yeah. Right? You owe me $1,000. I'm going to nullify the loan. What does that mean? That means that now you don't owe me $1,000, right? Yeah. So now, go ahead and nullify your slice of pizza that's sitting in your freezer. How are you going to nullify that slice of pizza?
I don't know. You make it, I'm saying in your mind, you make it after.
Hefker? You're saying nullify means making it hefker?
What's nullify mean?
That's exactly my point. What does nullify mean? It's a great fancy English word. But what in the world does it mean?
What does nullify alone mean?
Yeah. What does it mean?
No clue.
What does it mean?
What is the word annul? I think the word null actually comes from the word nil, which means zero. It means it makes it not anymore. It makes it cease to exist. It's gone. It makes it not here b'chlal. Right, that's what a null means. Right. So I can have a loan. Let's say Yankee owes me $1,000, right? Let's say. So now I annul his loan. I nullify his loan. What does that mean? That means that I make it evaporate. I make it disappear.
Relationship to the loan is nothing.
Relationship? Who said anything about relationships?
I did.
Well, why?
Because I work for a Merriam-Webster.
Well, okay, maybe he's checking up with Oxford. Maybe it's different. I'll go put him. It's a good horror. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
L'chayr the pshuta, you have nullify, means that I make it gone. I can annul a loan. Why? Because a loan is something which is a relationship.
Yeah.
You owe me something. So now we make it that now you don't owe me it anymore, right? That could disappear. But can I nullify a table? I can't nullify a table. What does that mean? I annul it. I make the table disappear. What does that mean?
Make it not yours.
I could, not mine. Beseda, but who said anything about ownership? Who said anything about making it mine or not?
Right.
That is your and Shlomo's chiddush, which you're incorporating into the Rashi. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm just saying let's realize that it doesn't actually say that in Rashi. You're pirish of what it says. You're saying Ashbasa Delev Bittel means that I'm annulling the relationship that I have with this thing. That's a nice pshat, but I just want to make sure that we realize that's not necessarily the pshuto of what it says. Maybe we'll see Mahalchim that say that, but let's realize that it's a chiddush. The problem, the reason why you guys are saying this chiddush is exactly because of my point. You can't make a slice of pizza disappear just because you nullified it, right? You can nullify a loan, you'll make the loan disappear. But you can't make a slice of pizza disappear by nullifying a slice of pizza. You can't make a table disappear by nullifying a table, right? Yudamosh, you had this problem?
So what does it mean nullify?
What does it mean? Oh, okay,
it means disown.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Said it. That now you're saying nubshat. Said it. Let's be mavar this. Okay. Nothing wrong with the nubshat. Let's jump right into the Tosfos. Okay, we're gonna have to see a little bit of the Tosfos over here from two angles. Okay, one angle is how Tosfos understood Rashi. He starts off by quoting Rashi. How did he understand Rashi? And then the other angle is his new approach to what Bittel B'Alma means. Let's see what Tosfos says. Zok Rashi. B'nuraisa b'bittel. Zok Tosfos, I mean. B'nuraisa b'bittel b'alma sagi. Sorry, before we start the Tosfos, I just forgot to speak out one thing. I think it was obvious. I just want to make sure it's clear. According to Rashi, at the end of the day, Lamaisa, whatever it is that Bittel is, we don't know necessarily exactly what it is, but let's call it Ashbasa Delev, whatever that is, why does it work to make it Durabana, not Doraisa anymore? Why is it not Doraisa? The reason is because the Torah says, Tashbisu, do this with chametz. So now I'll do this with chametz, and that's it, I fulfilled my obligation. What was my obligation? Tashbisu. What is Tashbisu? I don't know. But for Maisa, whatever that is, I did it.
So why would the same Rashi before say that you're talking about Bidika, that's Nirvana, and the only way you can do it is if you did Bittel first. But according to Rashi, you've seen that if you do Bidika first, it would be Duraisa.
Okay, that could be true. Hanachanami. It could be Bidika first is going to be Duraisa, and your question is, if Tashbisu is Hashbasa Delev, how does that leave room for Bidika to be Duraisa? Very good question, which B'li Neder Bez Hashem, I hope that we're going to see inside in the Ram. Okay? Bez Hashem, we're going to talk about that. Mam is that point. But let's just, as far as Pashup Shat in Rashi in the Gemara says, Midoraisa Bibitl Bial Masagi Lei. And that's what's bringing it down to Derabanan. How does Rashi explain these words? Midoraisa Bittel B'Alma is good enough. The pshat is because Rashi is saying Bittel is Hashbasa. And Hashbasa is a fulfillment of the Pasuk Tashbisu. That's the idea. So when the Gemara says Bittel B'Alma Sagile, that takes care of the Raisa level. Essentially what Rashi is saying the Gemara means is that I'm being Mekayim Tashbisu. I'm being Mekayim my chiyuv doraisa regarding this chametz, tashbisu, through Bittel. That's what Bittel is achieving. Okay, back to the Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, midoraisa b'bittel b'al masagi, pirish ba'kuntris, Rashi explains, midichsiv tashbisu v'lo ksiv tevaru, alma hashbasa b'levi, from the fact that it says in Rashi Tashbisu, I mean in the Chumash, it says Tashbisu, Rashi explains it means Tashbisu and not Tivaru. So we see Hashbasa Belevhi, Hashbasa is in your heart. Basically a quote of Rashi. So we don't yet understand exactly what Tosfos understood in Rashi more than what we just said till now. Pashup Shat. Fine. Because Shalari comes the Ri and Asakasha. The high Hashbasa Havarahi. Zog Tosfos. The word says Tashbisu in Chumash. Yes, it's true. It doesn't say the word Tavaru. But at the end of the day, what is Hashbasa? What is Tashbisu? What does it mean? It doesn't say the letters Beis, Ayin, Reish. Very good. But what is it? What does it mean, Tashbisu? Zog Tosfos, it means Tevaru. That's what it means. V'loy Bittel. How do I know? Zog Tari, how do I know? Ditanya, because it says in a Braisa, Bishmaitin, in our Sugya. This is a Braisa on the Pehemun Aleph, on the bottom of Pehemun Aleph. Tosfos says it's our Sugya. He says, Rabbi Kiva Imer, Ein Tzarich, Hare Yomer Tashbisu, Umatzinu La'avara, Shu'av Malacha. Question mark. Okay? Tosfos bring a raya to himself against Rashi from the Gemara later on. Let's jump over for a second. Daf Hey Amud Aleph. What is the Gemara discussing over here? What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says like this. Ashita of Rabbi Shmuel, Ashita of Rabbi Kiva. They're talking about the fact that there's a din of Tashbisu on Erev Pesach. That means that Erev Pesach, there's already a Chiyuv to get rid of the chametz, already an iser to have chametz. So Rabbi Shmuel learns it out. It's like three lines up from the wide lines at the bottom of Hamad Aleph. There's a brayso over there. It says Tana Mihachi. The pasuk says Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu Zar Mibateichem. Pasuk says Ach Bayom Rishon, on the first day you need to get rid of Sar from your house. And the question is, what's the first day? What day is that? What's the first day? So Tosfos is, the Gemara, I mean, is bothered by the question, what is that first day? Is it the first day of Yom Tov? The first day means the first day of Yom Tov. Zog Rabbi Shmuel, no. It is Erev Yom Tov. How do I know? Because it says, Loisishchat al chametz dam zivchi, you're not allowed to shecht your carbon with chametz. And that means, when am I shechting the carbon? Erev Pesach, not on Pesach. Erev Pesach. So that means I can't have chametz already Erev Pesach. Tashbisu Zohar Mebitecha means get rid of Chometz Erev Pesach. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva comes and says, Eino Tzarech. The words in Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein Tzarech. He means, Eino Tzarech. I don't need that drasha. Ein Tzarech. Hareyu Omer. It says, Tashbisu. Umatzinu Lavara. Shu'av Malacha. Rabbi Kiva says, you know why I don't need your drasha, Rabbi Shmuel? Because it says the word Tashbisu. And Havara is Av Malacha. It's usher to burn. It's usher to light a fire on Shabbos. It's one of Lamatas Malachos. Lo Suvaru Eish, B'chol Mosh Vosecha, B'yom HaShabbos. It's actually the only one of Lamatas Malachos that is stated explicitly in Chumash. All of the other Lamatas Malachos doesn't say. It just says, don't do Malacha. Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Burning a fire is actually Meforish in Chumash. Lo Suvaru Eish. It's the only one. So Rabbi Kiva says, if there's an Isser to burn, and this is to light a fire on Shabbos, so how could Tashbisu mean to burn chametz on Pesach? Bayom Arishon, Tashbisu. What's the pasuk say? Ach Bayom Arishon, on the first day, Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibateichem. The first day, Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibateichem. What does Tashbisu mean? Zakhtar Rikiva, the first day, it's the first day of Yom Tov, you're going to burn chametz? Not a little burn, not a little light of fire on Pesach. How could you do that? So it must be, Zakhtar Rabbi Kiva, that Tashbisu Bayom Rishon has to mean before Pesach. Can't be on Pesach. That's the Brice already at bottom of Tafei Amad Aleph. A beautiful Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. How do I know Tashbisu is referring to Erev Yom Tov, not Yom Tov itself? Even though the Pesach is Bayom Rishon. Very good discussion. What does that have to do with us? Comes Tosfos and says, don't you see clearly that the word Tashbisu, according to Rabbi Kiva, means to burn a fire? Lo Sivaru? Isn't it Klar? It's Klar. Lo Tashbisu means Tivaru. You can't burn. Otherwise, Rabbi Kiva doesn't make any sense. Maybe Tashbisu means to flush down the toilet. I'm allowed to flush down the toilet on Yom Tov. Even though I know a lot of kids growing up, they think it's usher to flush the toilet on Shabbos. It's not. It's mutter to flush the toilet on Shabbos.
What?
Yeah, a lot of kids growing up, they think that. But Lemaisa, not Shlomo. Yeah, very good chinuch. Yeah, but it's mutter to flush toilet on Shabbos. So if Tashbisu meant that you're allowed to just flush it down the toilet, if Tashbisu meant that you just mevatel believe, hashbas believe, so then, what's Rabbi Kiva saying? Barlo avara av malacha. What does that mean? Matzino avara av malacha. Who cares? Tashbisu could be bittel belev. You'll do tashbisu on Yom Tov itself. By Yom Rishon on Yom Tov itself. Tashbisu. Good. What's Rabbi Kiva saying? Av malacha. It's not av malacha to do bittel. It must be that the word tashbisu means tivaru. To burn a fire. To burn the chametz. It's a beautiful raya against Rashi. Says Rashi, "Tichziv tashbizu v'lo ksiv tevaru." So it means bittel, huh? I don't understand. You see me first in the Gemara. Later, it's not true. Tashbizu means tevaru. A bam kasha. Tosis first kasha on Rashi. A bam kasha. Okay, very solid. V'yoyid another kasha. The tashbizu amina lekamon. It says later on in the Gemara, also over here, Hey Amar Alef, the Gemara is going to say, Ach Chilek, the word Ach tells me that we should divide the day in half, Shumishe Shos Ulamala, that it means from 6 hours and on. Let's explain exactly what that means. The Gemara in the Hamshich, in the coming Gemara, says, how do I know? Everybody agrees, all the Tanaim agree, that starting 6 hours into the day after on Erev Pesach, is already Asr Ev Chametz. Is already a din of Tashbisu. You have to get rid of your Chametz. Asr Ev Chametz at that point. From 6 hours into the day. Meaning, from Chatzos. From half, let's, a perfect day. From 12 o'clock. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have Chametz anymore. You have to get rid of all your Chametz. According to all the Shitas. Now, where does that come from? How do we know that? Besides the fact that it says on your calendar. How do we know that? What's the Makar? The Gemara says, it's from this Pasuk. Ach b'yom harishon, tashbisu sa'ar mibateichem. The Gemara brings multiple makaris, but there's one of them. Ach b'yom harishon, tashbisu sa'ar mibateichem. So, what is this? Ach b'yom harishon, tashbisu sa'ar mibateichem. The Gemara says it means like this. What's that first day? What's that first day? B'yom harishon, tashbisu sa'ar, what's the first day? The Gemara says it can't be referring to Pesach itself, because anyway, Pesach already says that it's also to have Chometz over Pesach. Shivas yamim soy loy matzi b'mateichem. Now that I have Chometz, all 7 days of Pesach. So, what's this Pasuk talking about? B'yom Rishon's Tashbisu. We know already now that I have Chometz on Pesach. What's it talking about? It must be the day before Pesach. So the whole day before Pesach, now that I have Chometz, Zag de Gemara, the word Ach Chilek. The word Ach tells me, half the day you're allowed to have Chometz, half the day, you're not allowed to have chametz. As the Gemara says. Fine. So it's very nice. Half the day, mutter b'chametz. Half the day, asr b'chametz. Could that be the first day of Yom Tov?
No.
No. The first day of Yom Tov is asr to have chametz all day. It has to be the day before Yom Tov. It has to be Erev Pesach. So now I know Erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah tashbisu from the second half of the day. That's from Ach Chilek. Now how am I going to fulfill that din tashbisu on the second half of the day? What am I going to do? I'm going to burn it? I'm going to do bittel. Which one? So, according to Rashi, Tashbisu means bittel. I'll do bittel. Tosfos is saying that maybe that's not so pashut. Why? Zuk Tosfos. Because, what does he say? Let's read the next words. He says, Mishay Shau Sulamala. It's talking about from 6 hours and on. Ba'achar Isura, Zuk Tosfos, Lomahani bittel. Once Chametz is already Osir, so then, even if you're Mavatel it, it doesn't help. You can't do bittel once it's already asr. It's too late. Gemara says that once it is already zman isr, so even if you'll do bittel, it's meaningless. There's shnei dvarim, there's two things that the Torah says that even though it's not really in your rishus, but a Torah makes it, kilu, it's in your rishus. What are they? A bar rishus a rabbin. Imagine you dig a bar in Shmuel HaNavi.
Dig a what?
A hole.
No.
Right? Make a hole in Shmuel HaNavi. Is it your hole?
No.
One second. Shmuel HaNavi is Rishus Yachid?
Yeah. I'm able to carry there.
As far as Rishus HaRabim of Mezikin is concerned, it makes zero difference whatsoever if there's an Erev. Zero. As far as Shabbos, the Rishus HaRabim of Rishus Yachid is one Hagdara. As far as Nezikin, as far as damages is concerned, it's a different Hagdara. What's the Hagdara? If it's public, people can, as anybody who wants can go there. Okay? So if I dig a hole in the ground in Shmuel HaNavi, dig a hole in the ground, is it my property? It's not my property. What happens if somebody falls in there? A car goes in there and busts his transmission. He breaks his axles, let's say. Who has to pay for it? I have to pay for it because I made the hole. But why do I have to pay for it? It's not mine. The area of Yerushalayim, the city council of Yerushalayim should pay because it's their street. No. Torah says, even though it's not yours, you're responsible. What's another example? If something's not yours, you're responsible? Chametz. Erev Pesach, I have a good idea. All the chametz, I'll just say, oh, it's not mine, not mine, not mine. It's too late. You're already over the Aveira. It's already also. You can't do that. Torah says it's too late. You got to get rid of it before it's too late. So Mele Zakt Rashi, how can you tell me Tashbisu means bittel? You can't do bittel. You can't do bittel after it's already yasser. And after 6 hours in the day, it's already yasser. So Mele can't mean bittel. Two Mekaris in the Gemara that Tashbisu cannot mean bittel. That's Tosas Kasha. Two Kashas. Okay? Okay, so we have so far, we have Rashi's Mahalach in Tashbisu. It's explaining to us what bittel is. We have Tosfos two kashas on it. And the direction that Tosfos seems to be taking is, what do you guys think? According to Tosfos, what does the word Tashbisu mean? According to Tosfos? Beer. It means burning it, exactly. So, is that bittel?
Is that bittel? No.
No. No. So in our Gemara, when the Gemara says, "Bebitol mial masagile," am I fulfilling Tashbisu according to Tosfos? No.
No.
I'm not fulfilling Tashbisu. So now, Tosfos has to give a new pshat in these words of the Gemara.
What, how it mean bittel?
Well, how does bittel help us? According to Rashi, you know how bittel helps on a Doraisa level? Because you fulfilled your chi of Doraisa regarding this chametz. What's your chi of Doraisa regarding this chametz? Tashbisu. You do Tashbisu, whatever Tashbisu is, you did it, you're good to go. So Rashi tells us, what's Tashbisu? Bittel. Beautiful. So I did bittel, I'm good to go. I have no issu Doraisa now with this chametz. We're down to the Rabbanu level. But according to Tosfos, that Tashbisu means to burn the chametz. Am I burning the chametz when I do bittel? No. So what does bittel do? I didn't do my din Doraisa of Tashbisu. What did I do? How did I get rid of the Isser Doraisa of the chametz? What did I do? Bittel, what's bittel? Zag Taisris v'oimeri timidoraisa bebittel bialma sagi. When the Gemara says midoraisa bittel is good enough, mitam, what's the reason? Why is it good enough? It's not Tashbisu, so what is it? Mitam demeachar shebitloi havi hefker v'yotzamer shusai umutter. Zag Taisris, an incredible vart. Says, you know why bittel works on a doraisa level? I didn't do Tashbisu, it works anyway. Why? Because by doing bittel, I made it hefker. It left my rishus. And it becomes mutter. Mutter meaning what? Mutter meaning no aveira of chametz over Pesach. Unbelievable. According to Tosfos, this gemara over here of bittel ba'al masagile on a doraisa level is an idea, the pshat is, because what I'm doing is I'm making it hefker. Come Shlomo and Yaki. Of course, everybody knows. That's what Tashbisu is. That's what Hashbasa Delev is, right? Comes Tosfos and says, no, that's not Tashbisu. This is two different halachas. Tashbisu means to burn it. Bittel means to make it hefker. I'm not doing Tashbisu. But I'm still not going to have a problem on a device level. How so? Because it's hefker.
You only burn chametz that is yours.
What?
You only burn chametz that's yours.
You only have to get rid of chametz that's yours. Let's say it's hefker. So then, it's mutter. I'm not going to... What does it mean mutter? What aveira would I have been over? Bal yura. Bal yimatze. But over here, because it's hefker, it's not mine, it's yatze mereshusai. Again, it's sitting on my kitchen counter. Right? Sitting on my kitchen counter. 1 second, we'll get to that in a second. Sitting on my kitchen counter. Right? But it's hefker, and I'm not over Bali Rabbi Batsai. Why? Because it says, it tells us an interesting lesson. It's Yatza Mershusai. It's out of my rishus. Why? What does it mean, it's out of my rishus? I don't own it anymore. I made a hefker. How did I make it hefker? Bittel. Zok Shlomo, is there a mitzvah doraisa to burn it? What do you mean by that?
So there's a mitzvah doraisa that you should burn it, and even if you're bittel it, then you don't have chametz to burn, but you're not getting the mitzvah of burning your chametz. Let's say you have to burn chametz.
Okay.
You have to burn your chametz. Right?
Do I have to burn my neighbor's chametz?
So no, you have to burn your
chametz. I have to burn my own chametz.
Now,
okay.
If you're bittel the chametz, right, it's not yours anymore, so you don't have to. There's nothing to burn.
Right, so now there's no mitzvah.
You're also not getting your...
If I don't own a house, will I put up a mezuzah?
No.
So I'm not gaining a mitzvah mezuzah. So did I do anything wrong?
No, but you're not getting your...
Said I'm not getting a mitzvah mezuzah, but I didn't do anything wrong. I was never chayav to put up a mezuzah in the first place, right? So that's okay. Let's say I don't have any chametz all year round. I'm on a gluten-free diet. No chametz in my house. Do I have a chiyuv to burn? Do I have a mitzvah to burn chametz?
I don't know.
It's a shaila neged, actually, right now. I've seen 2 days about this question. This coming year is going to be Shemitah. Bezer Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, this year is going to be the beginning of Shemitah. Now, is there iser to work the land during Shemitah? Yes. Are you mekayim a mitzvah doraisa if you don't work the land during Shemitah? Yes. Right? The shav sa'aretz, similar lashon to Tashbisu. Shavsa. What happens if I don't have any land? Am I mekayim the mitzvah of the Shavsa Aretz?
No.
No, I don't have any land. So Zak Shlomo, it's like the situation of chametz. Maybe when I'm mevatel my chametz, I'm missing out on my mitzvah doraisa of Tashbizu, of burning my chametz. So what do you want to suggest? I'm hearing from you that you're saying you want to suggest I should bedavka not be mevatel my chametz so that I could have a mitzvah deraisa to burn my chametz. I should go out of my way and buy a piece of property in Eretz Yisrael so that I could be mekayim my mitzvah of Shemitah. Yeah. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. You should go out of your way to buy a house so that you should be mekayim your mitzvah of mezuzah. So you're out of your way and buy a four-cornered beged and wear a four-cornered beged so you can be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? There's a lot of halachas like this. A lot of mitzvahs like this. This is what is called a mitzvah kiyumis. When you're in that situation...
Rashi says everyone loves doing
vidika. Chaviva, yeah, Rabbeinu David, right.
Yeah,
Nothing more fun than doing vidika.
The Seder, yeah, the Chanani. Yeah. Okay.
Not that everyone just does it, like when there's rizos, and a chavivos.
That's really
it's a mitzvah bubble is malas man.
That's why everyone loves Pesach and Zman.
That's right. Pesach and Zman is because we get the opportunity of doing vidika's chavitz. It's a chavivos.
We mean you hide all the tinfoil.
Yeah, if you have that minute.
Same spots every year.
Oh, yeah,
people don't.
Yeah, not everybody puts that. Yeah.
We do hot and cold. There's
different things. You're raising good aura. There's a chavivas over here, but at the end of the day,
that's all mitzvahs.
Well, chavivas.
All mitzvahs are like that. If you're not what's it called, if you are not in a position to fulfill the mitzvah, you don't have it.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. There's two types of mitzvahs. There's what's called, what's referred to by Acharonim as mitzvah kiyumis and mitzvah chiyuvis. What's an example of a mitzvah kiyumis? We gave an example. It's not really mitzvah kiyumis. They're referring to, I'll explain in a minute. Referring to mitzvah kiyumis, an example would be Shemitah. You have property, so v'shav saretz. You have chametz, tashbisu. You have a house, mezuzah. You have four-cornered beged, tzitzis. But if you don't have any of these things, then you have no mitzvah. What about tefillin?
If you don't have tefillin,
do you have a mitzvah of tefillin?
Yes.
Yes, you have a mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin is the other category. It's called the mitzvah chiyuvis.
Yeah.
It's a mitzvah which you're obligated in no matter what. Whether you have the tefillin or not, you have a chiyuv to go ahead and get tefillin. What about dalminim? Let's say you don't have dalminim. You chayiv in dalminim?
Yes.
Yes. But if you don't have a beged, you're not chayiv in tzitzit. If you don't have a house, you're not chayiv in mezuzah. Seder. So these are two types of mitzvahs. So let's talk about it in terms of a mitzvah kiyumis, just for the sake of, you know, simplicity. Yeah? So tashbisu, in a sense, is a mitzvah kiyumis. You have a chiyuv to burn. You have a mitzvah to burn chometz that you have. What Tosfos is telling us, that by bittul, you don't own that chometz anymore.
You had the chiyuv, though.
No, because that kiyumis. No, so when is that chiyuv?
You had chametz.
When is that chiyuv?
When you had chametz.
Starting at
chazois.
So when am I going to do the bittul?
So you do it before.
When do the bittul? 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
10 o'clock in the morning. Now chazois comes along. Do I have a chiyuv? Do I have a mitzvah of tashbisu to burn it? No. So Memela comes to us and says, that's it. You'll do tashbisu, which, by the way, it sounds from the words of Tosfos, that Tosfos has no problem with you doing that. Go ahead and do your bittul. You're not going to have a mitzvah doraisa of tashbizu, of burning chametz, and that's okay. You don't own any property in Eretz Yisrael to do shmita? Okay, that's okay. You have no chiyuv to go ahead and buy property to do shmita. You have no chiyuv to ensure that you have chametz left over so you can be mekayim tashbizu. That's not how these mitzvahs work, right? That's not what we're just getting in it.
And I'm calling back in like a minute.
Okay, so here what's happening. This is, by the way, it's Allah Chalmai Shiloh, which was asked of Nissan Karel, if I remember correctly. Should you buy property in Eretz Yisrael to be Mekayim Shmita or not? And there's a certain organization, I think, today that is pushing a lot of people to buy property. Yeah, and somebody asked them this question, and they said, of course. But Lamaisa, I'm pretty sure Rabbi Nissan Karel is paskin that there's no inyo whatsoever to buy property there. It's well to be kind of the Shemitah. If you want, I mean, Mechayim the mitzvahs, fine, 100%. But beautiful thing. But there's mamash zero inyo whatsoever to do that. Al Kapanim, it's L'char Buvur that way in our Tosis. Because Tosis says, you're doing Tashbisu and you're being Mevatel the Chametz. Aye, what about Shlomo's Kasha? I'm not going to be Mechayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. I'm being mevatel the chametz, and now I'm not going to have any chametz to do tashbisu. The Gemara, the Tosfos, doesn't seem to have any problem with that whatsoever. No problem whatsoever. Okay, so it comes out, according to the Ri, that what's bittel bi'alma saigile on a doraisa level, the ideal is that I don't own the chametz anymore because I'm making it hefker, and mimela, now I have no bali rabali matze, I have no chametz, it's not an issue. Tashbisu is something totally different. It's beer chametz, it's burning the chametz, has nothing to do with our Gemara, b'chlal, and therefore, Rashi, that's not pshat on our sugya, there's a whole different idea over here. There's a big problem with what Tosfos is saying, like Tosfos himself already mentions one of the kashas. He asks on himself. Comes Tosfos and asks a kash on himself, what does he say? He says, wait a second. Oh, sorry, well, I skipped one point. Yeah, so how does Tosfos know, that this is really true? That when you make it hefker, so now there's no bali rab bali matze, how does Tosfos know? You have the chametz sitting on your counter. It's hefker. It's good enough? Is that good enough? It's in your freezer. Is that good enough? So Tosfos, yes, it's good enough. You know how I know? Because it's Mefurisha Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, The Gemara says, a drasha on the pasuk, it says, Lo yirah lecha, there shouldn't be any chametz, any sa'ar, seen lecha, to you. So the Gemara makes a drasha, lecha, lecha yata roya, aval ata roya shel acherim, shel gavoya. You're not allowed to see yours, but you're allowed to see other people's chametz. And Hektish is chametz.
This is nobody's.
And this is Hefker's, nobody's. We already heard this idea in Rabbeinu David, if you remember, in the discussion of the Maskir and the Soicher. So Rabbeinu David said, wait a second, why are we figuring out who has Dubedika? Just whoever's the one who's over Bali Rabbali Matzah, he's the one who obviously has Dubedika. That was Rabbeinu David's Kasha on the Gemara. It was our Kasha on the Gemara. We were Mechavad Rabbeinu David. We were Chanan's Kasha on the Gemara. Right? What did Rabbeinu David say? No. Why not? Because in this Gemara Maskir Socher, nobody is over Bali Rabbi Yimatze. Why not? Because Zelfi Shena Shalom, Vizelfi Shena Bishuzo. He said, he quoted this Gemara, Iata Roe Shalachem Shal Gavoa. If it belongs to somebody else, you're not over Bali Rabbi Yimatze. So the Soicher doesn't own the Chametz, he's not over Bali Rabbi Yimatze. We heard this idea already from Rabbeinu David. Over here, Tosfos is bringing it up again. You're not over Bali Rabbi Yimatze. Hefker. Hefker, you're not over. So now we know you can have chametz in your freezer. You can have chametz on your counter. Zog Tosfos, Bittel, you made it Hefker, it's Mutter, there's no Aver Bali Rabbi Yimatze. So what do I need to do more than that? Bedika, what do I need to do? Ah, that's the Derabanan that we've been talking about the whole time. Shelo yavalachlo. You need to do a bidika, midrabanan, get rid of it, because if it's sitting on your counter, if it's sitting in your freezer, you might end up eating it accidentally, especially when you have kosher for Pesach pizza that looks exactly the same. Yeah, what are you saying? Okay. Fine. This is Tosfos' Vart so far. Now we come to Tosfos' Kash on himself. Comes Tosfos with the Kash on himself. He ends off like this. He says, there's a Gemara in Darim, on that Mem Hei Yomid Aleph, that says, Hefker bifnei shloisha. In order to make something hefker, you need to be in the presence of three people. You need to be in the presence of three people. You have three people. Bittul is in the presence of three people. Since when does Bittul have to be in the presence of three people? The Gemara doesn't mention three people.
Maybe it's not hefker.
What? Oh, comes Yankee and says, a teretz. But before we say your teretz, Shlomo wants to emphasize the question more. What are you saying?
It could be
it's not Hefker.
Bittel doesn't even mean Hefker.
Bittel doesn't mean Hefker, right? It's a Gabaldic point. Daddy's Tos Kash on himself. What's Tos asking Kash on himself? I'm trying to convince you that Bittel is Hefker. I was hoping you didn't chop that there's a Gemara in the Dharm that says you need three people to make it Hefker. Okay, you got me. Lamaisi, you got me. There's a Gemara in the Dharm that says you need three people to make it Hefker. It doesn't work. It's a kash on Tosfos. He has a kash on himself. He's honest enough to, even if you didn't know that Gemara, he'll tell you the Gemara. He'll bring up the kash on himself. It's a bomb. How can you tell me that Bittel is Hefker? Bittel needs the presence of three people. I don't have three people for Bittel. Zaktianki, what's the teretz?
It's the rice.
Doraisa. What's the rice?
Three people.
Three people is...
Sorry.
You don't need three people, guys. That's right. Right? The din of having three people is not necessary on a Doraisa level. It's a din d'rabbana.
Is it?
Okay, this is something which we need to understand. The Rabbanan came along and said, if you have chametz on your counter, you need to do bedika, get rid of that chametz. You know why? Because we're afraid that you're going to come to eat it. Comes Yaki and says like this, it's really Tosfos. Bittul is Hefker. Ah, Hefker needs the presence of three people. You need to be Mafker in the front of three people. Zog Tosfos, that's a Dindu Rabbanon. It's not a Dindu Raisa. We have many Dinim Dindu Rabbanon, like I just told you, Bedika. Zog Shlomo, I don't understand. You want to convince me that Bedika is the Rabbanon? There's a Svara, Shami Yavalachlo. But the requirement of having three people when I make it Hefker, why should that be the Rabbanon? Why should that be the Rabbanan? On a Doraisa level, you'll say, in order to make something Hefker, you need the presence of three people. You can't make something Hefker without three people. Fine. If you want to tell me that's how the din of Hefker works, on a Doraisa level, I understand. The Torah has certain rules on how to make a status change. Maybe it needs to be in the presence of a Beis Din, right? Like, for example, we find Kiddushin. If you're Mekadesh and Isha, just you and the girl, you give her a ring. Is it Kedushin? No, it's not. It's not Kedushin.
Oh, yeah.
You need the presence of two Eidim in order to make it Kedushin, right? In order to make a status change, sometimes, I understand, there's a concept. You need to have two Eidim. So say the same thing over here. You want to make a status change. You want to make something Hefker. Fine, the din of the Torah is that it needs to be in the presence of three people, of a Beis Din. Fine, I understand. But Tosfos says that that's not the case. Tos says, it's a din d'rabbana.
They need three people.
They need three people. Why?
Why should there be such a din d'rabbanan? What are we afraid? You're going to eat the hefker? You're going to eat the people? What's going on here? What's the din d'rabbanan over here? Why should I need three people mid din d'rabbanan? Al kapon, before we address this question, let's realize that Tosfos is asking a bomb kash on himself because he said a massive chiddush. Bittul is happening midin hefker. It's saving you. It's bringing you down from a d'oraisa level to a d'rabbanan level because it is now hefker. You don't own a bechlal. There's nobody rabbi matzei. Beautiful. Very nice. But it doesn't work with the halachas of hefker. It's a kash on himself. Comes to us a bam chiddush and says, that din of hefker, three people, is only d'rabbanan. Now, before we get into the kashas in the Tosfos, let's just speak out the machlokas and the different perspectives that are emerging from this Tosfos. We have Rashi's perspective, we have Tosfos' perspective. The Gemara says, midoraisa b'bitol b'alma sagile. Why is our case of Nashim Avadim Ketanim, why are they Neman? Because din d'rabbanan. How did it become d'rabbanan? Chametz is d'oraisa? No. Because midoraisa b'bitol b'alma sagile. What does that mean? Rashi says it means bitol is tashbisu. Tashbisu is bitol. On a d'oraisa level, you fulfilled your mitzvah of tashbisu, and that's why you're okay. That's Rashi's perspective. Comes Tosfos, says no. Tashbisu is not bitol. Tashbisu means beer. You gotta burn it. He brings two makaris. One is a makar that it's not bitol, and one is a makar that it is beer. Right? You see the difference between the two makaris and the Tosfos. And if that's the case, if Tashbisu is beer, what is the bitol in our Gemara that's taking him down from the Raisa? Tos says the bitol in our Gemara is the fact that it doesn't belong to you. Bitol makes it hefker. Hefker? For real? Is that how to make something hefker? Just bitol? So Tos says, yeah. Bitol makes it hefker. Hefker is okay. You're allowed to have hefker chametz. What about the requirements of bitol that we know from the rest of Shas? Those are derabanan. No problem. Three people derabanan. So there's two machlokas in Ba'atzim coming out from this Gemara. Two fundamental machlokas. One is how to explain the word tashbisu, and two is how to explain the pshat of our Gemara of bibitol bial masagi. That's what's happening in front of us. Now, what we need to address is, first of all, we need to be able to explain Tosfos's chiddush over here, right? That could it really be true that three people is a din d'rabbanan? One question. We also need to address another question in Tosfos is that what exactly does this mean that bittel is hefker? You guys were saying before that the word bittel means nullifying my relationship. What does that mean exactly? Usually when you want to make something hefker, you know what you do? You say, I'm making this hefker. What exactly am I doing when I'm doing bittel? Is that what I'm doing? I'm saying those words? What's happening in this bittel? I'm just thinking that hefker. I want to nullify it? Exactly. So that's my point. How is bittel transforming into hefker? We want to be able to sharpen our understanding of that nekuda, second point in the Tosfos. And then the third point we want to be able to address is Lamaisa, Tosfos bombs away on Rashi over here. We're just going to leave Rashi, you know, in the water without a life jacket? We got to come and rescue Rashi.
Well, first he has to answer his question.
That's what I'm saying. Rashi's going to answer the kashas on Tosfos. No? Tosfos kashas on Rashi.
He has to answer his question himself.
Oh, you say, okay, fine. You're right. If both of them are shver, so okay, there's no reason to run to Tosfos' side.
Yeah.
And I'm asking. So we need to answer the kashas on Tosfos. Until we answer the kashas on Tosfos, I guess, theoretically, we don't even need to explain why did Rashi not want to say Tosfos. It's very obvious because who says that bittel means hefker in the first place? The words bittel don't mean the words hefker. And second of all, even if it does mean hefker, but I mean, you don't have the presence of three people. So even if you want to say such a big chiddush, what happened to that din of three people? You want to say it's d'rabbanan. Right? Maybe we'll take a look at what Rashi says about that din. Does Rashi hold that din of three people is d'rabbanan or d'oraisa? Fine. That's where Rashi disagrees. But we also, after we address that, we also want to come and answer the kashas that Tosfos does ask on Rashi. How can Rashi defend himself from these bomb kasha, two bomb kashas. Okay, so we have a pshat from Rashi, a pshat from Tosvos, two machlokism going on over here. Bez Shemelina, the next time, we'll try to be able to give some havana in how Tosvos is saying his chiddush and some defense for Rashi from his kasha.
What's the last question again in himself?
What's that over here? What?
What's the last question that he has himself?
The last question he has himself is, how can we say bittul is hefker? You need three people for hefker.
And what does he say at the bottom? He says, "Midraisa ain't sarach." When it comes to midraisa, you don't need.
Yeah, that's his answer. His answer is that the din of requiring three people is a din derabbanon. On a deraisa level, you don't need three people
so
present to make it hefker.
Bittul biyamasagi will be good. Will be good according to Rashi because deraisa you don't need three people, so it's good.
No, according to Tosis, you mean? We don't know what Rashi holds about three people. Maybe Rashi holds you do need on deraisa level three people.
So according to Tosis, it's a question of himself.
It's a question of himself because he's saying that bittul is hefker.
Yeah.
But you can't make something a hefker unless you're in the presence of three people. Our Gemara doesn't say anything about presence of three people.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right, that's the problem. Okay. Very good.
Did you finish giving shir?
Yeah, I said we'll stop here. Yeah.
Did I fall asleep?
I don't know. I hope not. That would not be.